guy is pretty much carrying his team. They have some good players, but they generate by how he plays, and that's been at a very high level right now.
And he has a little extra zest to it, doesn't he? Like maybe inspires defenses to play a little harder against him?
Oh, no doubt about it, man. This guy, he's a competitor. He'll talk trash to you. I remember last year him saying to us that he'll put up 50 points on us on Monday night. And so, I mean, it gets fired up, and it's fun. At the end of the game, the guy's a really cool guy. And, you know, when you got a quarterback like that, I think it makes it fun to play for him.
Of course, you didn't put 50 up against you guys last year, and I imagine that's a pretty good memory of what you guys were able to do to them last year out there.
Last year was last year, man. Every year seemed like this guy gets better, and he's better this year. And we got our hands full. We got a pretty good game plan, I think, that'll help us be in position to make some plays, and hopefully that happens on Monday night.
And he gave you guys a jump start last year, a couple of returns for touchdowns. That went a long way to winning that game.
Anytime you can put together three phases, you raise the bar on percentages of winning the football game. And so if we can continue that and get another return or so, or get some turnovers, it'll definitely up the percentages of the winning the game on Monday.
Mario, feeling confidence in this room, maybe that wasn't here last week as you guys put it all together against Kansas City?
Who said there wasn't confidence in here last week? Now, we had a lot of confidence, man. We have confidence every week. Obviously, the game comes down to who makes the most plays, and some weeks it just didn't go our way, but on Sunday it did. And anytime you get a win, you have the opportunity to build on it, and that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to go out and have fun and put out a good game on Monday night.
San Diego's certainly been a second-half team through the years. You look at this team and say, all right, it's our turn to come back after the break and be the strong finishers?
You always got to have that mindset, and yes, we do have that. Once again, we were able to get a victory on Sunday, and anytime you get one, you like for it to continue to be two, and that's our mindset. And we're just going to go have fun, put in a good game plan, and hopefully execute it to the best of our abilities on Monday.
What do you do for an encore? What do you do for an encore after last week?
Go out there and have fun with my teammates, and just, you know, and that's a part of playing the game. Anytime everybody, all 11 guys on defense are having fun, I think a lot of guys get opportunity to make plays, and that happened for me on Sunday, and it'll be somebody else on Monday night.
Does Rivers ever make you laugh, or what about his trash talk? How do you deal with it?
Oh, I love it, man. Anytime a guy trash talks, I mean, he's confident, and you never want to play against a player that doesn't have confidence in himself. I'm always saying is, to be the man, you got to beat the man, and so if he's confident playing at a high level, and we beat them, then what that makes us.
When we look at this game, if you win this game, you're kind of back in the race. Do you look at it that way?
Absolutely. It's a division opponent, and we're going to go out there throwing a heavy fist, man. We're going to go out there like Pacquiao, man, trying to knock people out early. And so, this team right now, like you said, they've been a second-half team, and we know they're going to play at a high level. It's a division opponent. They're going to be ready, and we're going to be ready. It's Monday night. It's football, baby.
Mario, is there a fine line between trash-talking and cockiness? I mean, people have said that Rivers is cocky.
Man, you know, I think you got to have, once again, I'm not trying to just ease my way out of it, but I think to be a good football player, or even be a great football player at anything, you got to have confidence and a little bit of cockiness, and this guy has it, and it shows on the field. There's no denying that, and so, you know, we just want to go out there and hopefully bring it down a notch.
You guys didn't see it at the time, but when you heard about the finger wagging with Haley and Joshua, What was your reaction?
I think Coach Haley was just setting up a nice rematch in a couple of weeks, man. Anytime you lose the football game, everyone should be mad, and you don't look too much into it. I'm surprised we didn't have a worse attitude when the Raiders spanked us here at home. So it's just a lot of funny games, and Kansas City will be ready the next opportunity they get.